This week on America Interrupted from the PBS NewsHour. The coronavirus has killed 200,000 and infected 6.5 million people in the U.S. But amid those statistics, there are the 2.5 million Americans who have recovered from the disease.
We're survivors. I thank God for it. And that's all I can say.
We hear from three of those survivors about what it was like to have COVID-19, why getting better is an ongoing process, and why it affects people so differently.
Your personal experience is so vastly different than mine, than to yours, than to anyone else's.
Listen and subscribe to America Interrupted, wherever you listen to podcasts.
United Nations General Assembly began today, and with so much going on in our world now, it is a changed event this year. The normal buzz around the east side of New York City and crush of delegations gave way to a virtual meeting. And as Nick Schifrin tells us, in the 75th year of the UN, unity is in short supply.
Mr. President.
Today, the largest diplomatic stage in the world was largely empty, and calls for multilateralism were muted by bilateral tensions.
We must hold accountable the nation which unleashed this plague onto the world, China.
President Trump called COVID-19, which first emerged in Wuhan, the China virus. And he accused the UN's World Health Organization, which the U.S. is leaving, of aiding and abetting.
The Chinese government and the World Health Organization, which is virtually controlled by China, falsely declared that there was no evidence of human-to-human transmission. The United Nations must hold China accountable for their actions.
Each country was allowed one representative, and China's UN Ambassador Zhang Zhiwen responded.
China resolutely rejects the baseless accusation against China.
In a pre-recorded speech, Chinese President Xi Jinping obliquely criticized President Trump with a reference from literature, the daydreaming knight Don Quixote, who attacks imaginary enemies.
Burying one's head in the sand like an ostrich in the face of economic globalization, or trying to fight it with Don Quixote's lance, goes against the trend of history. Let this be clear, the world will never return to isolation, and no one can sever the ties between countries.
That summoning of solidarity comes as the world confronts nearly 1 million COVID deaths and the U.S. crossed 200,000 today.
We must be united. We have seen when countries go in their own direction, the virus goes in every direction.
Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for multilateralism and warned the U.S. and China that their confrontation could become conflict.
We are moving in a very dangerous direction. Our world cannot afford a future where the two largest economies split the globe in a great fracture, each with its own trade and financial rules and internet and artificial intelligence capacities.
The U.S. and China also clashed over climate. China is the world's largest polluter, but today pledged to become carbon neutral by 2060. Criticism of President Trump came from adversaries, including Iranian President Hassan Rouhani, who used the death of George Floyd to accuse the U.S. of failed dominance.
We instantly recognized the feet kneeling on the neck as the feet of arrogance on the neck of independent nations.
The U.S. recently declared it reimposed U.N. sanctions on Iranian enrichment and weapons sales, including missile parts. But all the other members of the Security Council rejected the U.S. authority to snap back sanctions since the Trump administration left the 2015 Iran nuclear deal.
This is a victory, not just for Iran, but for the global community, that an aspirant of hegemony is humiliated in such self-created isolation.
French President Emmanuel Macron reiterated that Europe will not work with the U.S. on snapback.
This would undermine the unity of the Security Council and the integrity of its decisions. It would run the risk of further aggravating tensions in the region.
San Francisco, California. A momentous conference begins.
75 years ago, the United Nations was born from the horror of World War II, and another U.S. president gave a remote address.
If we do not want to die together in war, we must learn to live together in peace.
Today, the Trump administration argues the U.N. resists reform, lacks transparency, and is vulnerable to autocrats. And President Trump today reiterated his worldview.
As president, I have rejected the failed approaches of the past, and I am proudly putting America first, just as you should be putting your countries first. That's okay. That's what you should be doing.
The UN has always reflected its membership, and today countries are increasingly nationalist. Guterres warned that wouldn't work for COVID vaccines.
We know some countries are reportedly making side deals exclusive for their own populations. Such vaccine nationalism is not only unfair, it is self-defeating. None of us is safe until all of us are safe.
Multiple countries are working on dozens of vaccines, some in collaboration, some alone. Scientists fear Russia has rushed its vaccine, but today, President Vladimir Putin offered it to the world.
We are ready to share our experience and coordinate with all states and international entities, including in supplying the Russian vaccine, which is reliable, safe, and effective to other countries.
Yesterday, every country agreed there was no other global organization with as much legitimacy, impact, and power to convene. But if the UN was designed to address global issues, this year it couldn't even meet in person. And Guterres admitted that in the world today, there's a surplus of problems and a deficit of solutions. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Nick Schifrin.